on the Mishnah in Ches on the base. Mishyeshlo ochalim rubim. You have a lot of eaters, a lot of people in your family, whatever that to eat, to feed. Minechasim muatim, but he doesn't have too much money, and he has to bring. He has, don't forget, to bring the olas riya and the chagiga, shalmi chagiga. So he should bring maybe shlamim rubim. Should bring a lot of shlamim because he has a lot of people to feed. The olas muatos, he doesn't have much money, so he should just bring a little bit of the minimum ola. So the Gemara is going to ask, but if he doesn't have a lot of money, so how can he bring the a lot of shlamim? We're going to discuss that. What about the opposite? Let's say he has nechasim rubim, he's got a lot of money, v'ochalim rubim, but he doesn't have a lot of people to feed. So then, maybe olos merubos, he should bring a lot of olos, because in the Indian dafka, to bring as much as you can, from the pasuk ish kemat nasiyado kevetat hashem lokecha, so whatever you can, as much as you can afford, you should bring. So you should bring a lot of olos, but not a lot of shlamim, because there's not so many people to feed. Ochalin muatim, nechasim merubim, we said, ochalin muatim, evi olos merubos, mushlamim muatim. Fine. Now what about zevezeh muat? Let's say he doesn't have a lot of people to feed, nor a lot of nechasim. So then, al zeh ne'emar, what we've learned earlier in the Mishnah, that ma kesef shtei kesef, that's the, you bring me there for the minimum of everything. A minimum of the chagiga, a minimum of riyah, which is the market, a minimum of the chagiga, which is steak kesef. And the opposite, zev is zem rubim, if you have a lot of people to feed and a lot of nechasim, al zeh ne'emar, ish matnas yader ki yado ki verkas hashem lotecha asher natan lach. So then you would bring a lot of both, because you can afford it.
Isn't that going on giving people to the people, you know, the girl,
Amona Ravi What did he himself?
He got a lot of money. Right. And not many open.
He's the guy who opened the open and not. Okay, and
why not to the over? Not to the
over. Okay. To both.
So that's a minimum, right?
Okay.
So here it's in the Mishnah. If it's the Raisus, then isn't it like fixed that? Like it would have to say that you left that. That's why there's another pasuk to say that there's more open.
That's if the pasuk is going on. Okay, Rashi, Ochlim Rabim, Bnei Bais Merhab Rabim. He has a lot of people. Maybe Shlamim Rabim, Shalmei Chagiga Rabim. Lefi ha'ochalim and olas ri'iya mu'atet and olas merubas the chliva says ish kemat nasi yadar, so you should bring as much as you can. Okay, now the Gemara asked the question we mentioned before. Shlamim merubim eichei maisi. He said if he doesn't have much money, he has a lot of people, so he has to bring a lot of shlamim. If he doesn't have a lot of money, how can he afford all these shlamim merubim? Meichei maisi, where's he going to bring it from? So halefle, he doesn't have the chasim. And our answer is, Amar Rav Chista Tofel, Umevi Par Gadol. So, going back to our Tofel thing we spoke about yesterday, that he can Tofel. In other words, he can bring the minimum amount of the Chagiga, whatever he can afford, and then the rest he can bring from Maisa Sheni. So he doesn't have to bring all from his own money. He can also use the Maitre Sheni money, bring a big par. Some of it is whatever he can afford. A little bit of it is from Chulin, and the rest is from Maitre Sheni. Amarle Rav Sheshes, so he says to Rav Chista, Hare Amru Toflin Behema LeBehema. Now, the fact that he said bring a par gadol, so that's Masha, back to what we discussed yesterday. We had a machlekas Rabbi Yochanan Chizkiah. How do you tofel? Do you tofel the behemoth or do you tofel the money? Right? So the fact that he said bring a par gadol, it's mashma, tofel the money. You know, you have it just one animal, some of it with the kuli money, some with the Maitre Sheni money. So he said to him, but toflin behemoth le behemoth, meaning that you bring not money but behemoth. Now the more questions. My kamar, what is he saying to him? Ile machi kamar le, if he was trying to tell him hare yamru toflin behema le behema avalo maos lamos, you know, he was trying to say that he's holding like Chizkiah, right? That you dafka tofel behema. So then, why did he say it in a way that it's, you know, he's trying to tell him, you said you shouldn't do money. Why are you doing money? So he should have just told him that. He should have said ile male ain't toflin maos lamos. Why did he tell him in such a way just so it'll be understood? You know, he said bring a par gadol. He says, I says behemoth. You should know, not money. Just tell him straight out. Why are you doing it with money? You're not supposed to do it with money. El hachi kamar. So they have to say the hachi kamar is late. This is what it's telling him. Hare yamru af toflim behemoth le behemoth. So he wasn't telling him that you can't do. He says, fine. You want to say par gadol with the money, tofu with money. That's fine. But you didn't have to say dafka that way. You could have also mentioned that you could do behema also. Okay. We're going to ask that in a second. Okay, it's a good Rashi. Tofel maus chulin maiser yachad. So ile maki kamar le, he was telling him hare yamru behema le behema maus maus lo, like Chizkiah. So le male hare yamru ain't tofli maus lo. Tell him straight. Kevin de Lemisa Tvelis Maus, he's coming to tell me you should not do the money. Shmein and Lechizkiya Behedya, Dein Toflin is going like Chizkiya. Then Heki Shavik Milsa Behedya, mostly Midiuka. Why are you telling him such a way just to be, that you can be Medayik in what I'm saying? Tell him straight out. Ela Af Toflin Kamale. So therefore, what he meant to say was, or what he did tell him was, you didn't have to do it with money, you can also Tofel with Mehema. The Shame Lerav Chista, because he held the Kamar Betofel, who may be par gadol, dafka maos lamos. Because he understood that when Rav Chista said that, you know, you have to bring a par gadol, that he meant, oh, dafka, there, you have to do it with money. Dafka maos lamos. Aval behemel heimando. Lo. V'amar lei, and he came along and said, no, hare amru af tofli behema, le behema, etc. So he came to tell him, why are you telling me dafka with money? You can also do it with a behema. So now, Gemara says,
you said Maestro
Sheni. Maestro Sheni. We know, we discussed that yesterday also. Yeah, Maestro Sheni. Okay, so now he, we're asking on this. Come on. But whose sheet is he going on? We haven't seen a sheet that you could bring both, right? The look Chizkiah, the look Rabbi Yochanan. So far, we've just seen Chizkiah. You know, Chizkiah said dafka. You could dafka must be tofel heima, not money. And Rabbi Yochanan said dafka money and not behema. So we haven't seen any shita yet, which holds you can do up both. It's exclusive. Bechitema amurai. And if you want to say, well, maybe only these amurayim, you know, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, they're exclusive. You know, who the pligi, and they negate each other one. But maybe masnita lo pligi. But maybe the Mishnah is not, the Brisa really, is not not exclusive. Meaning, we saw yesterday, if you remember, I'm sure you all do, we brought Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan and Tanya Kavasi Chizkiah. We had the thing with the Lashon of Air, of the mixed together, we said that's the Lashon of Money, and then we had the Tanya Kavasi Chizkiah with the Behemas, and we brought the, with Reshama and Beis Hillel, and we had the Lashon of Beis Hillel that said, Achila Rishona mina chulin, mikan ve'elech mina maiser. And we said, oh, you see that Achila Rishona, here we have the, you know, the animal, and after that, on the other animals that you bring, can bring from maiser, etc. So perhaps, maybe that brisa, the first brisa you can't really learn, is the fact that it says ma'arev, it means clearly money. But this brisa, maybe it meant lavdav, it meant also that you can also do money. But Gemara says the haktani, that's difficult because achila rishona mina chulin sounds like the first eating from chulin means the first behema from chulin, and so it also sounds like you have to dafka use behema. So even from the brises, it seems to be that it's either or. You either hold money or you hold behema. But again, so where does is it Rav Sheshet, they get that you can do both? The Gemara says, no, you could teach up my achila rishona in that second brisa there. What is achila rishona? It means shir demei achila rishona min achulin. Which basically means is that, no, it could also, you could mean, of course, behemah, which is it's more pasha like that, but it could also mean that you can do that, or shir demei achila rishona min achulin means that you can mix the money together. It's just that you have to make sure you have at least a minimum shear of the shteimos, you know, for your for the chagiga has to be from chulin. It could be that that's meaning that you can also use money as long as you have at least the minimum shear of the for of chulin, you know, for the chagiga. Okay, let's see. Therefore, that's where Sheis is going to be learning like that price. Back to Rashi. V'chitem amarai ni miu depligi, that they're arguing chizkev Rabbi Yochanan who depligi v'behem v'amav. That has to be either or. But maybe aval masnisa, the aitzinan le'el we brought before, tanya kavase demar umar, or brisa like each one, maybe lo pligi v'maos, ela v'behema. Dach tiktani, that which it says, imratza la'arev, that was the first brisa we brought the other day. Ahuda kamar maos dafka, that's clear, because it says to mix. You can only mix with money. Aval idach b'masnisa, the other brisa, sfirle maybe bein maos bein behema either. Rav Sheshet is could be holding like that. Kibraisa b'straisa sfirle hil. The hadiktani achila rishona min ha chulin. Ah, v'kasal kadaisa. We think that means that suda habar rishona al shulchan by kula mikula. That's to be only from the behema of chulin. But no, you could say maybe demei achila rishona means it means kolomar achila rishona stamaktani. This is first eating. And maybe the islay bein behema atzma could either mean the animal itself, or maybe bein maos shir achila rishona, or maybe no, maybe it means that as long as you have that amount of money for the shtei maos kesef for the worth of the chulin. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar ula amar reish lakish hifrish eser behemas lachagigaso. The guy put aside, he had quite a bit of money. And he put aside, therefore, 10 behemoths for his chagiga. V'hikriv chamesh b'yom tov rishon. And the first day, yontos, he only offered 5 of them, though. So chozer makriv chamesh b'yom tov sheni. Some rishonim say it shouldn't say it's yom tov sheni. It's not talking about yom tov sheni. It refers to cholamoy, right? The day after the first day. So, okay, so you didn't do it, so you only did 5 the first day, you can continue and do the other 5 the next day, during Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevan Shepasach, Shuv Eino Makri. So Rabbi Yochanan held, no, once you stopped, you only did 5, that's it, you can't bring any more. Okay, let's see Rashi for a second, see what we're talking about here. Choser Makri Chamesh B'yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so if you did the first day on Yom Tov 5, then the next day you can do the other 5. The lo amrinan over hu b'bal tosis. So the shaila here, we see from Rashi, is a problem of bal tosis. And the first opinion says, it's okay, you're not over on bal tosis, and Reish Lakish says that, meaning, the rachaman amar v'chagosim oso. What's the shaila? Why might I think you'd be over on bal tosis? Since it says v'chagosim oso, chad yom v'sulo. I might think, dafka on the first day. You must bring your chagiga only on the first day. So therefore, the hanachnami, the chagiga, okay, so therefore I might think, so if I bring on the second day also chagiga, it's like adding, you know, the new mitzvah, you know, another chagiga on the second day, which is no such thing. Chagiga is only on the first day. So I might have thought that's balto. See? So the Kamash Malan says, the Reish Lakish, it's not the hanachnami, the chagyomahu, the sheni tashlumin l'risha. No, because really the second day is not a separate thing, it's just a continuation of the first day, and therefore it's not a problem of baltosis. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once you stop, eino makriv, so it's mashman hiel, it's a problem of baltosis. However, Amar, back to the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaba, the lo pligi. The MS says, Ulan and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing over here. that kan bistam, kan bimafur mefaresh. They both agree. They're talking about different cases. One is talking about a case bistam, when he didn't explain, say out his das, what he's going to bring on the first day, and therefore it's a problem. Because, as we'll see, that it could be that it's kavanas, therefore were, that I'm going to bring some on the first day, I'm going to bring some on the second day, and that's the problem. What do you mean some on the second day? You can't bring on the second day, lichachila. That's the problem with Baltosi. Whereas Khan, when we saw some mimefarish, when we saw Ula, he said it's okay, that's mimefarish, meaning that he sees mimefarish, that I'm going to bring them all on the first day. And then, as we'll see, something happened, and he couldn't, So then, that or the second day now is not a lichachila I'm bringing. I'm just bringing it as a tashlumin for the rishon, and that's fine. That's not baltosi, but that I couldn't do it on the first day. So they're not arguing. Now Gemara clears this a little more now. Hi stam hechidami. We said stam is a problem. Exactly what does that mean? That he brought it stam and therefore he can't bring the next day. Ilema the leka shows biyom lekarev. If it's talking about that he didn't have time on the first day. He brought his 10, but he didn't have time to offer them all, and he couldn't continue it. So hi the loa krivinu the leka shows biyom. Why didn't he? It was like an ode. He just didn't have time that day. So that's not like he's doing a daska as should be over on Baltosif. Ella, maybe we're talking about the Leislay Oakley. Maybe he didn't, there was not enough people to eat it all. So that's why he has to do the other five the next day. So, hi, the Lord Kravin, who is the Leislay Oakley. Again, he's not bringing it, he doesn't have Oakley. That's not called that he's doing it with Miskaven, to be over in Baltosi on the second day. He just didn't have enough people to eat it. So, Lotricha, therefore you have to say, we're talking about the Ika Shaz Bayom, the Leislay Oakley. That he had everything, he had plenty of time. He had plenty of people to eat it, and he still said, no, I'm only doing five. Why? You can finish them up today. So that already looks like that he, Dafka, wanted to bring some on the second day, and then there's the problem of Baltosif. And therefore, even though he had time, he Ika Shaz B'yom and Leis Layokin, still, Lo Kervinu, he didn't bring it. So Shema Minah, Shirei Sharinu. So we see from here that he, Dafka, left it over, and that's a sign that he, Dafka, left it over. That's what we're calling Stam. In the case of Stam, and therefore it's the problem of Baltosif, and we're saying everybody would agree with that. And if that wasn't the case, it was an onus type case, so then when he's bringing it on the second day, it's just a tashlum l'rishon, and therefore everybody would say that's okay. Nachanami mistabra, and it's also mistabra that way, that there's no machloikas with Tinu and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan would agree in the case of Mefarsh that it's okay. Nechiyata Rabbi Namar Rabbi Yochanan Hifrish Etzer Behemas Lechagigaso. Here we have again Rabbi Yochanan. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say here? He had set aside again Etzer Behemas for his Chagiga. V'ikriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Rishon. He put five aside on the first day. Chozer Makriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Sheni. He can do the rest the next day. Ay, Kashin Hayadani. What's going on? The same Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't. Once you stop, you can't continue. And now he's saying you can continue. It's a Stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So elalav shmamina kan b'sam kan b'mefura shmamina b'mefarish kashmina. So therefore, you can say that's the answer. And as Rabbi Yochanan agrees, this depends with sam and mefurash. If with sam, it's a problem. If it's the mefurash, she said he was going to wanted to bring them on the first day and just couldn't. So then that is okay, and that answers the steer. Let's see, Rashi. Bistam means the mifrishim stam ain't no choser makriv. He can't mefarish vazos. We'll see. Kan be mefarish. The amar behedla yom rishon ani mefarish et kulan. They said mefarish means I'm bringing them all on the first day. Then choser makrivam sheino el tashlum el rishon. Then if he couldn't, when something happened, so then he wanted to bring them all the first day. The rest is just a tashlum of the first day. Hi stam the amar that you said is after lakriva making them. What's the case? Mishum delo havelei shaltsuhu. He didn't have time. Umisama liyom rishon ifrishon. If he just didn't have time, so we assumed that he really wanted to do it on the first day. So he said no. He had time, had elkli, everything. He just didn't do it. So therefore, we assume shiuri shayre shayabed. That's all lachug lichafila right shnei yamim, and that's the problem. Hakanami stavar said the mother of Yochanan ben Mefarsh. Okay, last thing. Itmar nami. And in fact, we have a mimer like this as well. Amar Rav Shemin Barab, Amar Yochanan, Lo Shanu, El Ashalo Gamar. He says, Rav Yochanan said, Lo Shanu means that we don't continue and do more, you know, we don't finish them off, Ela Shalo Gamar. Aval Gamar Chozer Markiv. Now, what does it mean, Gamar? So, my Gamar. Ilema Gamar means Karbonosav. That can't be. Right? If he finishes Karbonos, then Chozer Markiv. Then he continues, but it's not going to continue. He finished them. So, therefore, it must mean, Ela Shalo Gamar Hayom. Right, it means he didn't. The day wasn't finished yet. He still has the day is still around. He still has more of the day to go, and he could have sacrificed them, and he didn't. So then he can't bring it. He can't do it anymore, because as we said, then that showed that's bal. It's baltosif because he could have and he didn't. But if it's if the day was finished. Then he can hold their marker because that shows that the day finished, he was stuck. He wanted to do them all, but the day was over, so then it's fine. It doesn't look like Batos. Okay, Rashi, the bottom of the base there. Yitmar Nami, the Hecha, the Muchach, here we're going to see another Maimah that we see that where it's Muchach Milsa, the Lohaya Bedatolo Chushne Yamin, that he really wants it only in one day, then Mode Rabbi Yochanan, right, then it is okay. What the? Lo shanu, says Rashi, had a tanya l'kaman, when it says also atachogeg v'lo yoter ela shalo gamar yom, that you can't do anymore. That's what the day wasn't finished yet. And you stomp didn't do anymore, so that's a sign, like we said, that you want to you stomp put aside for the next day, and that's the problem. About gamar yom, and it's not his fault. This day finished, and he got stuck in the middle. V'lo ayal lo shas makriv kolach egeos shayfresh. Then you could do it the next day.